And also we have our sexual crime squad detectives who urgently need the community's help today as they investigate an incident in Hawthorne on Sunday. So a 25-year-old woman was walking along Glen Ferrier Road about 12:50 a.m. when she became aware of a man following her. So she crossed the road towards Burwood Road. And during this time, we believe a vehicle was driving slowly behind the woman before it parked on Burwood Road about 1:10. Now, the woman who was extremely... he got out of the vehicle and walked along Henry Street, where he waited for the woman to pass before grabbing her. And that woman managed to elbow the man to the stomach and bite him on the arm as he attempted to choke her, so extremely brave. He then let go of the woman and ran north along Henry Street towards his car. An absolutely terrifying incident. So detectives are hoping to identify this man as soon as possible. We've got images and CCTV will be posted shortly to our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, people like that need to be... That's a distinctive T-shirt with a bit of luck. If people have a look at that T-shirt... I mean, it doesn't mean anything to me, but I bet you it'll mean something to someone.
The shape of it.
Yeah, the shape of it. It'll mean something to someone. And that's his car, is it? The dark-coloured car? Yeah, people like that need to be found immediately.
Whereas his jeans a bit tight too there, Ross, top left.
Mind you, somebody who did something very, very similar in court 2 weeks ago got flogged with a warm lettuce.
Yeah.
I found that a staggering, to that fellow in the laneway in the city, a staggeringly light sentence.
Had he been in remand for quite a period?
He had been in remand for some time, yeah. But anyway, I found it staggeringly light. Nikki, where are we urging people to go to have a look at that photograph in the hope that they can identify that T-shirt?
So it's on our website, our Facebook and our Twitter shortly. But, at the moment it's on our website.
Okay, police.vic.gov.au.